This morning's public reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 6 this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 6. Well, so far, what have we seen? We've seen Eli dead, the two sons of Eli dead. We have a baby boy that is born bearing the name Ichabod, which means the glory of God has departed and has left. And then Israel goes off to war with the Philistines. And again, Samuel now is God's prophet, and he's also the last judge in that reign of the judges. Believe it or not, you have to realize Samuel was not only a prophet, but he was the last judge attached to the history of the book of the Judges in the Old Testament. Well, Israel was whooped. The Ark of the Covenant is taken, and they take the Ark of the Covenant as if it's a, you know, some type of a victory cup. And they stuff it into the temple of Dagon, who was half man, half fish. And this poor idol, every morning, is found either flat on his face or flat on the face with the head removed and the two palms gone. Well, then they took it and they shoved it to some other city, the Ark of the Covenant. And God simply breaks a plague of hemorrhoids is let loose. And they're in pain and agony. If you haven't had them, they're painful. Well, they get this bright idea that we need to get rid of this thing before it destroys us. So that's where we're at now. Chapter 6, verse 1 to 21. And the Ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. So after 7 months, hemorrhoids breaking out, doctor's offices are packed with people, and it's spreading. Philistines called for the priest and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the Ark of the Lord? Tell us, wherewith we shall send it to his place." And they said, "If you send away the Ark of the God of Israel," now again, these are pagans, "send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known unto you why his hand is not removed from you." So these pagans are going to revert to their own false religion. All right? They got this chest that's causing problems, and they want to get rid of it. But the people who are the religious leaders, the witch doctors, the high priest of that time, caution, if you're going to get rid of it, don't send it away empty-handed. You got to put some type of something on there to appease this God of the Jews. That's what they're thinking. Then said they, What shall be the trespass offering which shall be returned to him?" Now notice this. They answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all and on your lords." So apparently they're going to make golden replicas of a hemorrhoid. You have to salute paganism and false religion. I mean, you have to really give them a real salute. But mice? So apparently this plague that was running loose amongst the Philistines was apparently an infestation of mice and painful hemorrhoids, it would seem. So they're going to make these golden figurines. "Wherefore ye shall make images of your hemorrhoids, images of your mice that mar the land," so there's the proof, "and ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Pray adventure, or we hope he will lighten his hands from off you and from off your gods and from off your land." Now notice the multi-god worship. Apparently the God of the Israelites is a wee bit more powerful than their God, Dagon, because Dagon was knocked down twice. Now we got the plague. Did you notice that? "Give glory unto the God of Israel. Pray adventure, he will lighten his hand from off you, the land, and your gods," plural. So they saw the God of Israel as one of many other gods, but he's a wee bit more powerful than what we got going for us. Okay? "Wherefore, then, do ye harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and the Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them, Did they not let the people go and they departed? Stop. Beloved, you're talking 4, possibly 5 centuries of history has already elapsed since the 10 plagues of Egypt, and it's still in the history books. Still in the history books. Now therefore, make a new cart, take 2 milch kine, meaning cows, on which there had not come no yoke, tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. This way the mothers won't automatically veer off and find their babies. Take the ark of the Lord, lay it upon the cart, put the jewels of gold, which ye return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer, or in a box, by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast, or its own border, to Beth Shemesh. Then he had done this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was smote us, but it was a chance that happened unto us. So notice how they're playing their options here. Okay, we're going to send it a certain way. And if the cows, okay, are not thinking about their calves, so they're not going to be distracted and then make a, you know, kind of bang a yui, they're going to go in one direction. And if they go in that one direction, they finally get to Beth Meshes, then we're going to know that you know, he's happy. But if the cart strays, oh, just bad luck. Notice how false religion plays all of its options. True religion has only one option, the one God gives. Ready? Verse 10. Then the men did so, took the milch kine, and tied them to the cart, shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of their hemorrhoids. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowering as they went, turned not aside to the right hand or to the left, and the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. So this is probably late spring, early summer. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came to the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, so there were some Levites there, and the box, or the coffer, that was in it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Bethshemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices that day unto the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord. For Ashdod 1, Gaza 1, Ashkelon 1, Gath 1, Ekron 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of the country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereunto they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remained unto this day in the field of Joshua, the Bethshemite. And he smote the men of Bethshemite, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 70,010. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God, and to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messages to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. So what do we see here? We see a whole lot of stuff. First off, we see how man-made false religion can come up with all kind of contrivings. And in this instance, I believe God providentially condescending to their lowest level here. God allowed that cart to make it to Beth Shemesh to reinforce to the 5 lords of the Philistines that what happened to them upon snatching the Ark of the Covenant, taking it to their cities, placing it side by side with their false idol, Again, God can take care of himself. God can defend his own name and his own honor. But just like we're learning in Deuteronomy 16, what does God say? Don't put a grove or an idol next to my altar. Well, beloved, that also includes all the other pieces of furniture in that tabernacle and temple. We're talking about the Ark of the Covenant. We're not talking about the brazen altar where sacrifice and bloodshed was done. We're talking about the chest that represented heaven itself. That slab of gold, that mercy seat, that is where sins were covered. That is where atonement was made. Atonement, covering. That's what the word atonement means. It means to cover. And they wanted to put it next to Dagon. And God said, no, we're not going to stand for this. And knocked it down. In order to reinforce to these Philistines that this was not happen chance, the mice running around and pain in their lower backside was not a freak of nature, it was God's judgment. He made sure that cart and the ark got to Beth Shemesh to drive home the point. This judgment was for me. You tampered with something that belongs to me. I, in turn, have tampered with you. And then something else we see here, verse 19, the foolishness of God's people. The only ones who were allowed to handle the Ark of the Covenant and all the other trappings and the furniture and the utensils of tabernacle and eventually the temple were Levites. Now, there were Levites present, but it's the people who, curiosity kills the cat. They got so curious, they lifted the lid to take a peek. Now, what is so harmless with that? Just take a little peek. Well, God never gave anyone permission to take a peek. Stop and think. The only one who can stand in front of that ark to make an atonement for the whole people was the high priest. And there's no high priest here present. They took matters into their own hands. And that's what man-made religion is. Man taking matters into his own hands. Man doing it his way and not God's way. And as soon as they peaked, God also judged his people. So notice, not only did he judge the Philistines, who were not his people by covenant, it didn't stop God from judging his own covenant people when they violated the Ark of the Covenant and took a peek. Just a little peek, a harmless peek. God can't get that mad, can he? Yes, he did. And then finally in verse 21, it's almost like they're now the Philistines. Come down ye and fetch it. We've had enough of this chest. So now they communicated to the next town, Kirjath-Jearim. Okay, now this is in the southern part of Israel. Okay. The Philistines have brought it up. We've had it. We don't want it anymore. You come and fetch it. And so now the ark is going to be pawned off to another city and to another people. Well, may God choose to bless his word.